With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. Following recent car break-ins in Georgetown, the police say a man has been arrested. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks brings us this report.
Police say on Saturday, the 20th of April, they arrested a 27-year-old man of Georgetown on suspicion of theft from a vehicle regarding an incident where items were taken from a vehicle outside a restaurant on Shedden Road. The man was also arrested on suspicion of theft in relation to a tip jar that was taken from inside the same restaurant, as well as a number of other similar incidences. No details on those other incidences were provided. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A grand court trial is expected to continue today for a man charged with the rape of underage girls. The defendant denies the charges that he was involved in the rape or had sexual communications or engaged in sexual activity with a child. On Tuesday, the jury heard testimony and cross-examination of the lead investigating officer, as well as a forensic scientist with the Health Services Authority. The forensics scientist told the court that DNA from the semen sample provided by the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, quote, most likely belongs to the accused. Today, the jury is expected to see CCTV footage of a hotel establishment on West Bay Road where one of the incidents is alleged to have occurred, as well as continued testimony and cross-examination of the investigating officer with knowledge of the matter. The case continues in Court 2 of the main court building at 10 a.m. today. And almost a year after the crime, the case against four men accused in the armed robbery of a North Church Street business is making its way through the courts. On Tuesday, the men, all in their 20s, made court appearances and have been released on bail with conditions. They're due back on May 14th. Back in 2023, two armed men in masks entered a Georgetown store demanding cash from the register and the safe. They ran out the back of the store with money. No shots were fired and no one was injured during the incident. In other news, Cayman civil servants continue to upskill. Here's CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Well, in its largest certificate presentation to date, 132 civil servants earned their certificates at last week's Civil Service College presentation ceremony. In recognition of their successes in a range of programs offered by the Civil Service College, the awardees celebrated their achievements. Civil Service College Director Monique Malcolm opened the ceremony, congratulating the awardees and celebrating their achievements. She also noted that the event was a recognition of their hard work, but not the end of their journey, stating that it was, quote, the beginning of new opportunities to use what was learned to make a positive impact on the lives of those we serve, end quote.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The US President Joe Biden says Ukraine will receive more arms and equipment within the week after the US Senate approved a $61 billion aid package. President Zelensky said the support was vital for Ukraine. The bill also includes aid for Israel and Taiwan. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Shanghai for a three-day visit. He's expected to warn China against helping Russia's war efforts. Police in Australia have arrested seven youths following raids linked to a stabbing at a church last week. Officers said the suspects were part of a network that shared a violent extremist ideology motivated by religion. Germany says it will resume funding the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. An independent report found that Israel had not provided evidence for its claim that hundreds of UNRWA staff in Gaza were members of terrorist groups. A heat wave has hit many parts of Asia, with countries urging residents to limit the amount of time spent outdoors. Temperatures have reached 42 degrees Celsius in parts of Bangladesh and the Philippines, where schools have been closed. The President of Portugal has said that his country takes full responsibility for its role in transatlantic slavery. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa suggested that there was a need for reparations to be paid. He said his country needed to repair the damage caused by its colonial past. A huge dust cloud from the Sahara Desert has engulfed large parts of Greece. In Athens, the Acropolis was no longer visible because of the dust, and meteorologists have compared the thick orange haze to the view on the planet Mars. Four people have been injured by a number of runaway military horses that were racing through London during the morning rush hour. Dramatic footage shows two of the animals galloping down a road before getting to a busy junction. That's the latest world news from the BBC.